Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We lament the very unfortunate injuries to befall both Jimmy Butler and Zion Williamson. We've got the latest on Kawhi Leonard and Giannis Antetokounmpo. We highlight for you the best first-round series in both the East and the West. And on top of all that, we're going to go inside on Chris Haynes' appearance earlier this week on Inside the NBA that kind of went viral. All that's next here on a new edition of This League Uncut.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, you snooze, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
A hearty welcome in, everyone, to the latest edition of This League Uncut. Mark Stein here with Chris Haynes. We are recording Thursday, an evening with no games in the NBA after two play-in tournament games. Tuesday night, two play-in tournament games. Wednesday night, two more Friday night before Saturday's full-scale launch of the NBA playoffs. And man, just since Monday when we dropped the Bobby Portis podcast, where Chris had a one-on-one conversation with Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks, one-on-one because of some automobile travails that sidelined me and kept me from participating. Chris Haynes, man, it is amazing. Everything in this league, everything in hashtag this league that has happened since the Portis podcast. The Warrior season is over. The Sacramento Kings were the team that at last eliminated Golden State. Major injuries in New Orleans with Zion Williamson, in Miami with Jimmy Butler. We're still waiting on word if Kawhi Leonard can play in game one for the Clippers, or we're still awaiting word on whether Kawhi Leonard can even play in game one for the LA Clippers. We're also awaiting word on how long we have to wait before Giannis Antetokounmpo can join the Milwaukee Bucks for their first round series. There was a ban of a player, Jonte Porter, banned from the NBA for gambling transgressions. Blake Griffin announced his retirement. USA Basketball announced its roster for the 2024 Olympics. Award ballots went out and were turned in swiftly this week. Award voting took place basically in the space of a day, Monday, late Monday into Tuesday before the play-in tournament started. So many things going on, and I'm sure my list has left some out. So sorry for the delay in getting to you, Chris Haynes, but man, it has been, again, it's only Thursday and it has been a lot.
Probably a record number of occurrences that have happened over the last 3 or 4 days in the NBA, especially this time of season. Usually we're hyper-focused on just the playoffs and the matchups out there, but it always lets out a little bit of the air out of the room when injuries occur, particularly to...
Injuries suck.
Yeah,
there's
suck.
No way around it.
They suck, especially for main players.
This week has been brutal. It's been absolutely brutal. You covered one of those playing games. You covered Golden State's exit elimination in Sacramento, and we will get to that. We will get to both of the number 10 teams that lost. 10th seeds in the play-in tournament are now 0-8 in play-in history in terms of getting out of the play-in tournament. Golden State losing to Sacramento. The Hawks routed in Chicago on Wednesday night. But again, we will get to that stuff. Let's start with the injuries because, I mean, man, it was really tough to see what happened to Zion Williamson Tuesday night in the game of his life. And then last night, Jimmy Butler takes a hit. Kelly Oubre came down on him. Jimmy Butler, I mean, it's not going to... The Heat ended up losing in Philly by a point, so this is not going to go into the Jimmy Butler playoff pantheon. But I don't know, maybe it should. To me, if you're playing 30 minutes on a sprained knee, that's a pretty playoff Jimmy performance. But obviously the Heat lose by one in Philly, and now they've lost Jimmy Butler indefinitely.
It's going to be tough to overcome that. It's going to be tough. And I know the Miami Heat way is next man up. You know, they tend not to feel sorry for themselves, but this is going to be hard to overcome. And now they have a matchup with the Chicago Bulls, who are playing some really good basketball to try to get that eighth seed. It's tough. It's time, but this is why, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this is why I talk about the play-in format and the way it's structured with a team like the Atlanta Hawks. I believe they were at like eight or I think they might have even been 10 games back of Miami going into that play-in. But there could be an injury to a key guy on the team who has the seventh or eighth seed. And then all of a sudden, you lose a game or you lose two games and you're wiped away when you've already had a big lead. And you know, they didn't play the Hawks, so it doesn't matter. But that's why I say, like, this is a real tough situation. Like, Miami, they had a better 82-game regular season. A way better 82-game regular season than Chicago or Atlanta. And that just points to my margin that I talked about, a win margin. Like, if it's six games or more, like, let them advance to the playoffs. Because if not, a team did Atlanta really have any business? I don't care if Atlanta wins two in a row in the play-in. Did they really have any business making it to the playoffs? The answer is no. But back to the injury at hand. Tough injury for Jimmy Butler. Tough injury for the Miami Heat to endure. It's going to be real tough.
Well, listen, the next time Adam Silver does a press conference, which should be at the NBA Finals, I suspect now this is going to come up because, yeah, I mean, I think the play-in tournament in the grand scheme has been fantastic. It has given the end of a regular season a boost. The positives have far outstripped the negatives when it comes to the play-in tournament because what the league was trying to do was to entice more teams to play to the 82-game finish line, and that has clearly happened. We saw a feverish last week in the regular season, teams trying to get to number six in each conference so they could avoid this play-in mess. But yeah, I mean, when you look at what's happened this week, and there's no way, there's no insulation against injuries. There's no way to keep these guys in a bubble and ensure that there will not be an injury. But the circumstances in both cases for Miami and New Orleans are awful because the Heat, as you say, finished 7 games ahead of number 9 Chicago. They finished 10 games ahead of number 10 Atlanta. And the Heat could rightfully say there should have been some sort of number here. Now, figuring out what that number is it 4 games? Is it 5 games? Is it 6 games? What is the appropriate number where we say there should be no play-in tournament? You know, that would have to be negotiated and discussed, and I'm sure the league would look back at past history to try to come up with some kind of number if it ever got that far. But yes, the Miami Heat have a right to be pissed off that they were 7 games better than number 9 Chicago. They found themselves in a play-in game. Jimmy Butler gets hurt. And now even if they can grit through and beat Chicago with no Jimmy Butler and no Terry Rozier, they're not beating the Boston Celtics in round 1. They don't even have a chance without Jimmy Butler. They're not.
But the thing is, say Miami loses to Chicago, and it's a very real chance that that could happen. Like, now they're out after 2 games, and they're missing their best player. And so say they did make the playoffs. Now you give Jimmy time to get back. You know, he's not even going to have time to get back. And that's why I say, remember, Stein, I was talking about, when I was talking about this, advocating for there being a wins margin, I was talking about, like, the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario was, number one, having a big, large margin of wins, which Miami Heat did. And number two, I was talking about, what if a key player got hurt during that play-in, when they already had a large margin? Like, all the worst-case scenarios, they've happened over the last couple of days. And that's why I say, like, you can't – and you could talk, you know, you could talk about, well, Miami rested Jimmy throughout the season. They gave away some games during the regular season. Okay, well, what did Atlanta do? What did Atlanta do this season? What did Chicago do this season? So, again, like, it wasn't fair. In the West – play-in was deserved. It should have happened. In the East this year, that should not have been the case.
So what should the margin be?
6. I say 6 games.
But six. Why 6? Why not 4? Why not 5?
I think 4 is still kind of within range. I think 4, you can say they had a better season, but not, you know, not that much better than the next opponent. But 6 games is like, no, you had a better season. That's clear. To me, that is 6 games. 10.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think it will be brought up. Now, I think this will become, you know, it will be some sort of discussion. I mean, I know if I were in the Heat organization or the Sixers organization, I would be bringing it up at the next competition committee meeting. Like, we were so far ahead of the 9 and 10 in the East, and we had to play these extra games. And in the West, like you said, I think the play-in is very justified, and there should be no apologies, because look how tight the West has been, really, from 1 to 10. I mean, look at the Warriors at number 10. They won 46 games. Chicago at number 9 in the East won 39. Atlanta at number 10 in the East won 36. I mean, a full 10 games off the Warriors' pace in an easier conference. So, with New Orleans, it's just horrendous. Just horrendous luck. And that 44-point hammering that the Pelicans took in Vegas in the in-season tournament, to that point, that was the largest stage that Zion Williamson had ever played on as a pro, because we're still waiting to see him in a playoff game. And then you fast forward to the play-in tournament, and this becomes the new biggest game of Zion's career. And after all the criticism he took all season about conditioning, what happened in Vegas, he played the game of his life. I mean, he had 40 points, 11 rebounds. He was the best player on the court, the most effective player on the court in a game with LeBron James on the other side, with Anthony Davis on the other side. And I don't need to recount Anthony Davis's whole history in New Orleans. And then a new hamstring injury, left hamstring, and Zion is out indefinitely, like Jimmy Butler. And okay, maybe the Pelicans can find a way to beat Sacramento at home and make the playoffs, because let's not forget the Pelicans are 5-0 this season, remarkably, against Sacramento when the teams have met. But even if New Orleans finds a way through a one-game scenario just to extend its season, the Pelicans would have to play the top-seeded Thunder without their best player. And so then there's the flip side. If the Pelicans lose to Sacramento and don't even make the playoffs, they become just the second 49-win team in league history to miss the playoffs entirely. So, I mean, your play-in arguments have definitely gained steam this week, because there's been some cruel stuff going on.
You thought I was crazy, Stein, when I first said it. When I first called for a change, you thought I was crazy. Or I don't think I thought
you were crazy.
I didn't think it had any steam. You was like, you were one of those people that were saying, well, you know, you should have did the work during the regular season. I'm like, well, listen, it's an 82-game season. All games should matter.
Ryan, did I ever say that? I think I'm being misquoted here, Ryan.
I don't think you necessarily said exactly what Chris is trying to lay out here. You were more so in the, you didn't believe it would be something the league would take up.
I think overall it has been very good for the league, but there are certainly still some flaws that Chris Haynes has been trumpeting here lately, and this week has certainly given steam and support to those complaints. Because, I mean, the Pelicans have to be sitting there thinking, we won 49 games. We would have been the seventh seed in the traditional 1-8 system, and now they face the prospect of being booted out of the playoffs completely, and even if they make it, they're not going to have their best player because of an injury he sustained in a play-in game. So the Pelicans are certainly not loving the play-in tournament right now, and the Miami Heat, to Chris's oft-cited point, have to be even more furious because they won 46 games and were clearly 7 games better than Chicago, 10 games better than Atlanta, and according to Commissioner Haynes, should not have even been playing a play-in game.
Shouldn't have. And Stein, you know, I play a lot, I kid a lot, and I talk about Miami because, yes, I do like my trips to Miami. But let's give proper respect to the Philadelphia 76ers, because they shouldn't even play that one game, play-in game. I know I talk about the discrepancy between the Heat and those teams, but Philly was 8 games ahead of Chicago and 11 games ahead of Atlanta. I don't care if Philly loses the first game. There is no way in the world that Philly should have to play Chicago or Atlanta to try to get into the playoffs. That is blasphemy. Come on now, we got to do something about this. I get New Orleans. I hear your gripe with New Orleans. No gripe to me. I'm sorry. Like, you're 2-3 games up from the next team, which was the Kings. 3 games. Nah, that's fine. Play in. Go ahead and do the play in. But what happened in the East? Travesty. Should not have been a play in the Eastern Conference. Now, the problem is, Stein, say they do implement a ratio rule, right? That's something that league, I believe, does not want to happen, because you're giving away money. You're throwing away a play-in, just a Western Conference play-in this season and no Eastern Conference play-in. Well, that's money you're giving away. TV revenue you're giving away. So I get why they don't want to, but this, all the worst things happen in the East to where it should be something in play.
Yeah, like I said, I'm really curious to see the Sixers and or the Heat, the teams most justified to be as riled up as Commissioner Haynes, will they say something at the next competition committee meeting that they have a representative at? Because, yeah, this has been rough week, and I'm glad you brought the Sixers up, because they That was a very gritty showing for them to come back because, I mean, Jimmy is just from another planet. Like, to have a knee injury like that, it looked ugly just watching the replays. And he played on. He played on for pretty much the rest of the game and didn't come out. And Miami almost won that game. But Philadelphia got down double digits. Your guy, Nicola Batum, really helped Philadelphia turn that thing around. And, you know, I'm about to spend some time at that Mavs-Clippers first-round series. I'm thinking the Clippers have never missed Batum more than Wednesday night if they were watching on TV.
For sure.
As he drained a number of threes and really helped the Sixers rally out of a pretty dire situation.
And lastly on this thing, you know, I sent Coach Spoelstra a text of my video or commentary, what I was talking about, the play-in situation on Inside the NBA. And Spo texts back, "We made our bed. We will have to do this the hard way. That's the deal. We'll be ready." That was before the playoffs started.
And that, to me, is such a heat answer. Now, deal with it and face it.
Deal with it and face it. But that was before the play-in started now. he may feel differently now that Jimmy Butler is out a while.
And, yeah, and look, I mean, I got to be honest, because I did power rankings on Tuesday, my last power rankings of the season, and I wrote a bazillion words. So fans of every team that wanted to read about their team, your team is covered in detailed fashion. But I put Miami, despite this season, despite we made our bed, as Spo says, I still had the Heat at number 10 in my final rankings. And I wrote more than once in the piece, I'm sure I have the Heat higher than any power rankings institution on the planet. But you know what? I'm not writing the Heat off until they're eliminated. I am fully a believer that they will always find a way and that they are just the toughest out you can imagine. But that was all predicated on Jimmy Butler being able to play and activate playoff Jimmy mode. And obviously now that's impossible. He did activate playoff Jimmy mode in the play-in game just by being able to finish that game. But realistically, the Heat will not see him again until next season. So, I mean, their season, for all intents and purposes, is over, even if they find a way to get past the Bulls. Man, rough.
Yeah, I take it they're not number 10 on your list now.
Well, like I said, Jimmy Butler was factoring into those calculations from the Committee of One, factoring in heavily.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
What about, okay, and then we still have major injury question marks both with the Clippers and the Bucks. Kawhi Leonard, as of Thursday, game one is Sunday lunchtime, LA time. Still not clear if Kawhi Leonard's going to be able to play. He's obviously trying. The Clippers are hopeful that he's going to get out there. But, I mean, we have to remember, I mean, Kawhi Leonard has not played a game this month. He last played for the Clippers at the end of March. So even if he can play, I think it's fair to pose the question, how effective will he actually be in game one? And the Clippers are relying hugely. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is their most important player. This is a deep Clipper team. They've got a lot of weapons. And at their best, we've seen how dangerous they can be. But when countering Luka Doncic for the Clippers, that starts with Kawhi Leonard. And so how healthy will Kawhi actually be, even if he does get out there?
Again, a brutal time to be dealing with something like that when you have to deal with two of the top perimeter players we have in this league, and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. You need your wing defenders out there in full throttle. And hopefully Kawhi is able to get close to that, because you want to see some good games. Like, really, Stein, I know we're going to talk about it later, but there's a lot of good, intriguing first-round matchups. Like, the NBA has to be really, really happy with the matchups that we have thus far.
All right, well, you know what? Let's just do that now. Let's just get to that now. Let's pick what is the standout matchup. We'll do one in each conference. So there's 8 first round series. Of course, as we're taping this, we don't officially know who Oklahoma City or Boston. Those teams do not know their opponents. And to be honest,
and you don't
all
care. You don't care. It doesn't matter who their opponent
is.
They're not going to make.
For all your ranting about the play-in tournament, this should be a central element of your argument that it needs changes. Because one of the most, again, I love the play-in tournament in the grand scheme. I think overall it has been far more positive and negative. But to me, one of the huge negatives here, it is not fair to the Celtics or the Thunder that they're not going to know their first-round opponent till Friday night, when those are the teams that possess the number one seed in the conference. That's not fair. And so that's another element of this thing that I think the league has to look at. Because Boston, 64 wins, runaway best record in the NBA, and the Celtics know it's going to be Miami or Chicago, but that's all they know. And obviously, from a coaching and scouting perspective, they certainly would have liked more advance notice than they're going to get.
I guess the league figures that as the number one seed, yep, you're going to get a bad team coming in, so you don't need much of a heads up to prepare for them. But that is I didn't think about that scenario.
I think you're exactly right. I think that's kind of the rationale they can use to try to explain it. But like even in the East, but in the West, there are no bad teams in the West. So in the West, it is, I'm sure the Thunder is not loving having to rush this preparation. And Boston, you know, again, was so good in the East that they deserve better. But let's do this. We'll work our Giannis injury discussion into this section, because I have a feeling I know what will be your preferred pick in the East. But tell me the East series that you most look forward to. Is it Boston against Heat or Bulls?
Knicks, Sixers, Bucks, Pacers, or the NBA TV Invitational, Cavaliers, Magic.
The NBA TV Invitational.
How many games? Wow. How many sideline games were you assigned in that Cleveland Orlando series?
NBA TV just catching strays. Wow.
I'm going to guess zero.
Wow.
Although we can break that news too. And another one of the shocking headlines of the week that I didn't work into my intro. Is it true that you're starting in the East?
Yeah, I believe I'll be East the whole way. I'll be East the whole way.
I didn't see that. I thought you'd be in the West.
Yeah, I start out in New York. So I got that Knicks. That Knicks Sixers game.
Tell Jalen Brunson, offer him that trade.
Oh man, yeah.
We'll go on the roommates pod if they come on our pod.
I think Jalen has more important matters to tend to around this time of year. But we'll see. If I get him along, we'll see. I'll see what type of mood he's in. But I'm gonna shock you with my pick. The most intriguing.
Okay, so that means it's not Bucks Pacers then.
No, it is Bucks Pacers. I'm going with the Bucks Pacers because there's been a ton of storylines between these two teams throughout this season. There was the in-season tournament. The Pacers eliminated the Bucks. There was Tyrese Halliburton tapping his wrist, doing the Dame signal. You had Giannis getting a career high at home against the Pacers, and then he trying to get the ball, but the Pacers took the game ball and was trying to give it and try to give it to a rookie who scored his first point, not his first basket. He actually scored one free throw. He made one of two of his free throws, and that caused Giannis to try to storm back to get back there to the Pacers locker room. So it's just a lot of talk. I had Malik Beasley come on my Bleacher Report live session, and he said he wants to see the Pacers and. They're not going to know what hit them coming. No, excuse me. They're not going to know what hit them when we come. So that is the matchup. That is the series that I'm looking forward to. Even though Giannis won't be there for a little bit, I'm still looking forward to that matchup because I still think it's going to be competitive.
Do you think Giannis plays in any of that series?
I do. I think he can make a return at some point in that series. Yes, I do.
Can they beat the Pacers without him?
I believe they're capable of doing it. Can they? They got – Milwaukee has home court advantage. You got to give them that. Yeah, I think they can. It's going to be tough, though. Dame has to be Dame. One thing about Dame is that he's comfortable in that lead role. So, I know he's been getting treatment all this week. He's been focused, narrowly focused. I'm telling you, focused. You know, we have there's a group chat that I'm in with him and a couple other people. And he's active on that chat, but not this week. This week he's zoned in. He's laser focused. So they're capable of doing it. But that's the matchup I want to see. There's just so much. There's so much that happened between these two teams this season.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Pacers play at a faster pace than just about anybody, although it has slowed a bit some here late in the season. But obviously we know they want to play fast and make the game pacey for the Bucks, and how Milwaukee will cope with that if they don't have Giannis for a game, for two games, for three games, whatever it is, one of the major question marks in the first round. But we also have to say, you know, Tyrese Halliburton, he has not been the same Tyrese Halliburton we saw before the hamstring injury. Before the hamstring injury, he was an all-NBA lock and really one of the 10 best players in the league. And his numbers took a significant drop when he came back from that injury, shooting dipped to the 44% range from the field. His three-point conversion went way down below 35%, scoring dropped to about 16 a game. So that will be another thing to really watch in that series. What is the state of Halliburton's game? I mean, the Pacers, they were only 23-18 after acquiring Pascal Siakam. I thought they would be better, but they finished the season with a reasonable bump, and I'm sure they think that they can shock the world and knock Milwaukee out, because again, Indy did win 4 of the 5 regular season meetings, even though they were all before, I mean, I think they were all wrapped up by January 3rd. So it's been a long time since we've seen these teams that really don't like each other. That is the standout series in the East. I'm not going to pretend it's not, but just to be a little different and to expand the convo, I do think Knicks Sixers is another good one that, you know, New York wanted the number 2 seed, even though that meant that they were going to get Philly or Miami. They wanted the smoke. They're going to get it now. Philly has to be feeling really good about itself again to play such a tough team like Miami, go down by 15, find a way to dig themselves out of that hole. We know that gritty wins in the playoffs have not exactly been plentiful in Philadelphia over the years. So that was impressive. And, you know, the state of Joel Embiid's health is another major health topic that we need to keep our eye on, because he's only been back for 10 games or so. And I think you saw in the play-in game, there were times he was clearly fatigued. He is still not anywhere close to 100%, but still a great shot maker, drained a few clutch threes, big pass to Oubre to spark that fourth quarter surge, and just obviously having Embiid on the floor, the gravity of what he's capable of offensively changes the game. So that's going to be a real, that Knicks Sixers series, I think, is also going to be really good.
I agree with you. That would have been my number 2 pick in the Eastern Conference. I'm looking forward to that. I actually have game 2, not game 1. So my first game will be Monday. Knicks, Sixers. Looking forward to that.
But don't you also have a Boston game in there?
Right after Knicks, Sixers, I got game 2, Boston and whoever they face.
Yeah, see, even you can't prepare because you don't know who the other team is.
I'll be all
right.
Huge
issue.
I'll be all right. I'm in much better position than Boston is. I'll be okay. I'll make do.
Producer Ryan, any votes for Cavs Magic?
See, the problem is you guys are a bunch of elitists, and I will take the NBA TV Invitational.
You will?
In Cavs
Magic. I was
Magic.
Joking.
Listen, you got a young Magic team. They've been waiting for their time to come back and finally win another playoff series.
Go ahead and sell it.
You got Paolo Banchero. Uh-huh. Could he be the next big star in the Eastern Conference? And look, the Cavs, they made a big move for Donovan Mitchell. It hasn't necessarily paid off for a long postseason run. Is this the year? Or is, you know, some of the whispers we've been hearing that perhaps teams could start sniffing around looking for a future Donovan Mitchell trade once again? So I'll go ahead and take it. You guys aren't taking it. You guys are making your little jokes,
Star.
Taking your little pot shots. I'll ride.
Not me, Ryan. Not me. That's all Stein.
Guilty by association.
Well, hey, well, this is the question I have for you, Ryan. First of all, that's Stein. You know, I don't know what NBA TV did to Stein to make him do that, just throwing shots like that. But Ryan, since you're selling it, you're promoting it, you're selling the stars that we have in that series, are you saying that these two teams should not be an NBA TV Invitational, and that they should be a TNT and ESPN primetime game? Is that what you're saying?
Well, listen, I think NBA TV provides its own value, so there's no need to say that there's any type of promotion or demotion based off of the network that you're on. And plus, by the way, we got a poll for the great Jamal Mosley, friend of the show, guest on the show. So sure. I'll go with the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, a couple things here. There is no question that there is a great deal of curiosity bubbling league-wide about Donovan Mitchell's future. And will he sign a contract extension this offseason? And if he doesn't, will that force the Cavaliers to admit that they need to trade him before losing him outright because he would only have one guaranteed season left on his deal? And obviously, how well the Cavs do in the playoffs figures to be a factor in that extension calculus for Donovan Mitchell. So you know what though, Ryan, since you are so high on this series, I think we're going to make it a feature of the next couple pods that we're going to carve out a little time so you can give us some updates on how that series is playing out, because you are the Cavs Magic correspondent for this league uncut.
Stein, that would actually require producer Ryan to get NBA TV.
Hey, come on now.
Oh, come on. Ryan has it.
I got it.
You know, his day job is like, you know, he's the glue of the whole Colin Cowherd operation. So he watches every game, copious notes. I have no doubt.
I hope so.
I have no doubts that we will be getting some glorious insights from the NBA TV Invitational Cavs Magic.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Best series in the West. Best first round series. Your choices are Oklahoma City, which does not yet know if they'll be playing the Sacramento Kings or the New Orleans Pelicans. They will find that out for sure Friday night. The defending champion Denver Nuggets against the seventh seeded LA Lakers. The Lakers, by the way, the first team in league history to qualify for the playoffs three times via the NBA tournament, twice as a number seven seed, now as a number eight seed. The Lakers are 3-0 in their Pitt history, three qualifications for the playoffs through the play-in for the Lakers. Then there's the 3-6. This is tough. Minnesota Phoenix. The most successful season on paper in Wolves history, and they've got to open up in round one against a Suns team that has won all three regular season matchups between the teams. And then the series, not the season, the series that I'll be covering, Clippers-Mavericks, 4-5, Act 3, in the Luka Doncic versus the Clip Show trilogy. Third time in 5 years that the Mavericks and Clippers will be hooking up in the playoffs. Chris Haynes, you get the first pick. What is the best first round series out of the four on offer in the West?
Well, that's a great slate of games in the Western Conference field. I will say that. I don't think you can go wrong with pretty much any of those selections. But I'm going to go similarly to what I did with Milwaukee and the Pacers. I'm going with history. What's a series that has history? And then I'm going to take a page out of producer Ryan's playbook. He gave a shout out to Coach Jamal Mosley came on. So I'm going to talk about the other head coach that came on our show, where we actually did a live show live from Las Vegas. I'm going with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets because of the history. Because Coach Ham said he wanted some get back for what Denver did to them in the playoffs last year, in the Western Conference Finals to be exact. They wanted this opportunity. And Stein, people were talking about the Lakers should lose the game against New Orleans to try to beat the 9th or 10th seed for the 8th seed just so they don't face Denver in the first round. Who does that? What competitor does that? Like, how can you, like, lose the first play-in game and then just risk your whole season on trying to win against a team that just won and they got some confidence? Like, it don't make any sense. If you're a competitor, you play to win. The Lakers did what they were supposed to do. They handled New Orleans. Now they're facing Denver. And this is what I want to see. This is what everybody wants to see. It might have it been in the Western Conference Finals as far as what when people wanted to see them, but we want to see this matchup. The history is there. Let's get it going. That's my intriguing matchup in the Western Conference.
Look, you go with Nuggets Lakers, and you are more than entitled. I do just feel the need to remind you that Darvin Ham, who we loved beyond words having on that live show in Las Vegas. But I do need to remind you that if we're going to make that a requirement, Coach of the Year candidate Jamal Mosley in the East, he's been on the show. Ty Lue, Clippers coach, he's been on the show. Chris Finch, Timberwolves coach, has even done a live show with us like Darvin Ham. And I think I'm leaving somebody out. So I think those are all the playoff coaches who've been on with us. There might be more that I just can't fully remember. So
I mean, can I pick the whole field or do I have to pick a series? I mean, I gotta pick some.
You can
series.
Pick. Damn, yeah, no, we only want you to pick one series. I'm just saying that a coach appearing on this show might not work as the driving force behind.
Well, it worked for producer Ryan, and you didn't say a word. And now that I say it, now you want to condemn me? Condemn
I was
producer
just shocked.
Ryan too.
I was just shocked that producer Ryan, I was caught off guard that producer Ryan actually wanted to talk. I thought I was throwing him a grenade, but he was hyped that I put him in the corner to hype up
the coach
Magic.
That's still alive, Coach Mike Brown of the Kings. So
Mike Brown!
We don't know officially if they will be in the playoffs as of yet.
I knew I left somebody out.
They are still alive.
So, like, five or six of the 16 playoff coaches. And you said it, Mike Brown's not in the playoffs yet, but let's see if they can beat the Pels. But yeah, so if Mike Brown makes it, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 playoff coaches have been on this show.
Hold on, what are the coaches again? You know what? That's why I thank Coach Finch. Thank you, Coach Finch. You know why I thank Coach Finch? He broke the streak because for a while there, all we did was have black head coaches on. I was like, what's going on here? Why we only get these black coaches here? I love them. I take them. I accept them. But thank you, Coach Finch, the first non-black head coach to come on this league podcast. I can say it.
So let me see. We've had Coach Mosley. We've had Coach Brown. We've had Coach Ham. We've had Coach Lue. We've had Coach Finch. Am I leaving anybody out?
I believe that's it. I believe that's it.
Because yeah, Jason Kidd and Rick Carlisle came on my radio show, but they have not yet been on this podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Coach Fitch. He made history on this league uncut podcast. History.
All right. My choice for the sexiest first round series. I bet you're thinking that I'm automatically going to say Mavs Clippers. And look, Mavs Clippers is really good. But, I mean, am I allowed to do a toss-up? I'm really intrigued by Wolves Suns. Wolves Suns is fascinating to me because, again, this is ground we've covered in the past, but the Minnesota Timberwolves, 34 prior seasons in franchise history, they've only won two playoff rounds in all that time, in 30-plus years. Poor Scott Shapiro, friend of the show, an iHeart podcast maestro, long-time, long-suffering Wolves fan. He's only seen his team win two playoff rounds in 30-something years. So there is huge pressure on Minnesota. Plus, you got this crazy ownership scandal that's hanging over the whole franchise. The Wolves were in the mix for the number one seed the whole season. They end up dropping to number three, even though they finished only one game in the standings behind Oklahoma City and Denver. And now the Wolves, as a third seed, they have to open up against the very dangerous Phoenix Suns. And if the Wolves win that series, then they've got to deal with Denver, and the Nuggets will have the home court advantage. So Minnesota's playoff path is about as difficult as it could be. So look, obviously, I am going to be dialed in and locked in to Clippers Mavs part three, but I put Wolves and Suns right in the same tier. Producer Ryan, I guess for you that leaves OKC and whoever advances out of the play-in. Tell us why you're excited about OKC as the number one seed.
Well, you know, this is fitting, if I do say so myself. If you remember very early in the regular season, I had said, I go, are we supposed to be buying into the Thunder? Do we think the Thunder are for real? And you, Mark Stein, you laughed at me. You laughed at me that we would be making a topic out of the Thunder. And so guess what? Here we are. It is April. The playoffs are ready to begin. And they are the number one seed in the Western Conference. So look, we've seen this before with the Thunder. They got young talent. They draft well.
These receipts are made up. I don't remember any of these conversations.
You know, what?
I've been misquoted for the second time today.
Okay, I backed you up on the misquote from Chris, but this was a real off-air conversation. So
this might have really happened, and I just don't remember. Yes. I really just probably don't remember.
You said it in jest, like no big deal, just because I was fascinated to see this young Thunder team start the regular season so strongly. But look, I think this is going to be fascinating to see if this young group of players for the Thunder, which have obviously shown great promise in the regular season, can do it in the postseason. And I think there aren't any questions about how long they'll be together, but obviously the comparisons are always going to live that is this the next, you know, Kevin Durant, Westbrook, James Harden team that can make a run to the finals. So there's my pitch for why you should buy into the Thunder in this first round of the playoffs.
So are the Thunder and whoever they play, are they in the NBA TV? What do you call it? The bowl?
Yeah, NBA TV Invitational. I would say, yeah. I would say that that's a likely scenario.
Okay. Well, producer Ryan needs to subscribe to NBA TV so he can watch both of his marquee matchups. And definitely don't be on the road because you know it's hard to catch NBA TV when you're in a hotel.
Hey, listen,
hotels don't have it.
The playoffs are all about role players understanding their job and executing. And I understand my role here. It is the NBA TV Invitational matchups, and I'm just here to execute.
All right, hold on real quick. Sell the series like you sold Orlando and Cleveland. Sell this series.
Oh, man.
Both scenarios.
This one's okay. Both scenarios, huh? All right. Well, man, I'm going to struggle with this one. The East matchup was a lot easier to sell.
Why is he struggling, Stein? Why is he struggling? If this is his most... come on, Stein. He shouldn't be struggling if this is his series, if this is his pick.
Oh, man.
Why is he struggling to sell?
It's fine. We're going to give him a chance to redeem himself with some coverage of this
series. Yes, yes, yeah. The coverage is where I'll be able to back this up, you know?
He couldn't sell it. He couldn't sell it. We gave him the products. He couldn't sell it. You will be a horrible drug dealer, Producer Ryan. Horrible drug dealer.
I guess I made the right choice in not pursuing that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Let's try to end this show and restore a touch of order here. Although I'm not sure that our final topic will exactly achieve that. But like I said from the beginning, there were 25 things we could have talked about today. And, you know, we will, as time goes on, we will get to future of the Warriors. Let's see if the Kings actually make the playoffs and see if knocking out the Warriors, what that can do for the Kings going forward. Let's see if they can capitalize on that win Tuesday night and build off that and actually get into the final eight by beating a weakened New Orleans team. We'll talk about Team USA down the road. Obviously, we have plenty of time to get into that, get into their roster. And we didn't make any time to get into the Jontay Porter story, which is just, that's probably a podcast in itself to see the league and the ruling they issued this week to suspend him after an investigation that turned up a number of gambling transgressions. But we can get back to some of those topics in the future.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss in the land of saints and sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the land of saints and sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
More timely and probably the more fitting end this week. Just the other day on Inside the NBA, before that Kings win at home over the Warriors, Chris Haynes was summoned to give his pregame report from Sacramento on Inside the NBA. And here's what happened.
What's my average? Oh, I was the MVP in the Filipino league that I'm in here. And well, I said on my podcast, I'm not Filipino, but I'm a guest.
No disrespect.
You know, there was a little bit I said on my podcast.
I know I'm going to get in trouble to ask this question. How many Filipinos have been drafted into the NBA? I just asking a question, man.
Hey, Chris, sorry I brought it up, man. All right. Enjoy the game.
That's okay, EJ.
That's enough.
And I know his Filipino name, too.
What's the Filipino name?
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, that, you're right, Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao was nice in basketball.
You can laugh, Ernie.
Lots going on in that clip, Chris Haynes. Lots going on. And I'll tell you this. The minute you finished speaking, one of my readers on my Substack instantly messaged me and said, it was only a matter of time before Haynes started talking about his rec league play on Inside the NBA. So it is well known nationally. You know what I have to say? One of my first takeaways, though, watching that was the way EJ and Shaq knew your whole rec league history. It started to make me think, are these guys listening to the show? Maybe they listen. Maybe Ernie is a frequent listener to This League Uncut, and we just never knew it.
Well, I'm going to give you some background info that nobody knows about, which would I think it would get you to understand how that whole conversation came about on air. So prior to me going on Inside the NBA, you know, they have you check in with the studio crew to make sure that the sound and everything is right. And they say, hey, all right, check in with Ernie. Check in with the boys. So you say hi to Ernie. You say hi to Shaq, Kenny, Chuck. Make sure you can hear them. Make sure they can hear you. And usually, you know, obviously with those guys, we start talking. And so Shaq said, you know what? I don't know what they were talking about before I came on. But then when I got on, again, we're off air at this point. When I got on, Shaq is including me in a 2-on-2 basketball game. He was like, all right, fine. Forget it. It's Shaq. Shaq said it's me and him versus Chuck and Kenny. And I heard that. I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that, Shaq. And Shaq said, you with me? I'm like, yeah, I'm with you, Shaq. We got that. And so then we were kind of talking about the leagues I was in then. So Ernie heard all of this. So that's why Ernie set me up. That's why Ernie said in that clip.
So neither Ernie nor Shaq have ever listened to This League Uncut is what you're really saying.
I'm not saying that. Maybe Ernie did, if that's why he asked. I don't know. But Ernie asked the question. That's what got that. And at the end of the clip, Ernie was like, Chris, I'm sorry I asked. I'm sorry I asked. And so that's where that came up at. So, you know, I'm going to try to get it going, Stein. Me and Shaq versus Kenny and Chuck. And they thought I was playing. I had to produce some receipts. So I had to tweet out some pictures of me holding the hardware, the championship trophy, and the MVP trophy. And me, remember I told you about how I get my team to bond, and I bought Filipino headbands for the whole team. So you see me with the Filipino headband on and the picture I tweeted out there. So it's real over here in the field. But yeah, that's how that came about. And Stein, I'm going to say this. That video clip blew up. And not just blew up in the country, blew up in the Philippines. And most of it, they were just laughing. They appreciate, you know, being acknowledged because, you know, basketball is very huge in the Philippines over there. And I've since gotten a few offers to that they'll fly me out first class and come watch the Filipino League basketball league game. So I'm gonna take him up on that offer right there, Stein. See, that's what I'm telling you, Stein. You can join my Filipino League, Stein, and you don't know what is in store for you. We can both, you know, we may still both have a career covering the PBL over there, or me even going playing as an import. The opportunities
maybe we need to all go there and do the show from the Philippines.
Oh, they would love that. They would love that. Absolutely love that. And it was so much outpouring of love from the Filipino community. They just appreciate me even acknowledging the leagues. There's Filipino leagues all across this country. And they're competitive, man. And the reason why I was laughing, Stein, I'm going to say this real quick. A bunch of my Filipino brothers and sisters hit me back up with the response that they said I should have said. So when Chuck asked how many Filipinos were drafted in the NBA, a bunch of people, brothers and sisters in my Filipino community, hit me up and said, you should have said as many championships as you got, Chuck. That's the response they wanted me to say. Listen, I'm not like Chuck. I'm not quick with it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't expecting Chuck to go there. So I wasn't quite ready. And I knew what Chuck meant. Chuck meant like pure blood Filipinos, you know, from the Philippines. Jalen Green and Jordan Clarkson, you know, Filipino descent. They're
Andre half-way. Blatch.
Andre Blatch too?
He played for the Philippines.
Okay. But no, it was a cool segment. Gave them some love. So that's how all of that came about.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row that this podcast was either name-checked or tangentially mentioned on Inside the NBA. So that is a winning streak we will gladly accept.
Your subscriber, you say he's somebody who commented on your
Yes, yeah, one of the loyal readers of my Substack, and like I said, instantly. In fact, I was actually about 5 minutes behind the show real time, and he messaged me before I had even seen this exchange about your rec league career. So then I hit play and fast forward, and there you were on screen to give an update, a preview of Warriors at Kings, but it instead became an Inside the A spinoff of This League Uncut, which was entertaining to watch.
Well, listen, you know, you're always taught as a journalist, you know, as a reporter, you're not to be a part of the story. And so I didn't go in to talk about my heroics on the basketball court, but there was an opportunity that I saw. And I was asked a question, and that's how it got. I blame Ernie is a great instigator. But then he knows how to, like, quickly cut it off, too. You know, you can hear that clip. Like, how you're like, all right, let's cut this off. We don't want to get canceled. So he's good with starting it and then peeling it back, like, as if he didn't do anything, as if he didn't contribute. But, you know, that was all that was. So, you always have fun with those guys. You never know what to expect.
All right. I'm no Ernie Johnson, but I'm going to try to put a bow on this one now. That is going to do it for this edition of This League Uncut. As I mentioned, there were about 10 other things on our list that I was hoping we could get to. And even just restricting us to what we did talk about, this is going to end up being one of our longer podcasts. I think we've gone about an hour, maybe even over. So Chris will be heading east. I'm heading west in the first round, but we will find a way to get together again soon. And we will be back next week with two new editions of This League Uncut. As always, we kindly ask you to follow us, rate the show, review the show. We would love to get a 5-star review from you, if possible. And, you know, let us know if you are, producer Ryan, we are expanding his role week to week. Are you enjoying that new wrinkle of the show? Let us know. And like I said, Chris and I will be back together again very, very soon with the playoffs fully underway by that point. That's going to do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
That's cold game. We announced that we're expanding Ryan's role, but now we're asking the audience to tell us if they like it or not. Like, I think we're supposed to do that before we announce the expansion of
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.